Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode. I did a little poll recently on my Instagram asking you guys what topics you wanted me to record. It was between my summer reading list and the books that I read as a child and how that's kind of changed throughout the years. So surprisingly enough, a majority of you all voted for the books that I read as a child. I really thought that everyone would want to hear me talk about like my summer reading list, but I'm not mad about it, okay? I am super excited to talk about this. I don't think I've touched upon this topic before, and it's going to be tons of fun to share with you guys the books that I read growing up. So I'm just going to lay out the background for you all. Growing up, I loved to read. I don't know where it stemmed from, but it probably had to do with the fact that I wasn't an outdoorsy child. Like, my parents didn't really bring me to a lot of places. I wasn't a part of any clubs, and I wasn't really allowed to like sleep over at my friend's house. The only times I would be allowed to see them would be like during birthday parties, and that would be like, you know, far and few in between. So growing up, I just wasn't super social, and my parents never tried to force me to be. Which meant that during the summers, I would have to find ways to entertain myself. I loved playing video games and doing whatever it was on our old rinky-dink PC. Back then, everyone had like a computer room, or at least I had a computer room, but I'm pretty sure it was a really common experience. And for those of you that did not have a computer room, it's like exactly what it sounds like. It's a room that you would mainly just go to in order to use a computer, and it would be like the only thing in there. I was a chronically online kid, but because our computer was so slow at the time, I couldn't really do a lot, and my parents also had to limit the amount of time that I spent on the computer because honestly, I was addicted. So I had to find a way to fill up my free time some other way, which meant I read a lot. I remember when summer would come around, it was like my cue to go to the library and check out as many books as I could, as a limit would allow. And from what I remember, I think that was around like 10 books or so. I would just read them so quickly. It would almost be like a challenge that I would set for myself. I would fly through those books. Like the moment I would get home from the library, I would start reading. Even when I would eat, I would be reading. I was so determined to finish those books. And like even the books that I didn't like, I would still try to finish them. I'm pretty sure like half the time I didn't know what the fuck I was reading, but it did not matter to me. As long as I was reading, that was what was most important. I remember reading like Twilight at some point and not having a single clue like what was even going on in the series, and it became really boring to me because I didn't understand and because it was just so above my reading level, and that's probably why I didn't like the series as much as I guess I should have. Maybe I'll give it another shot sometime, I don't know. But I was just reading so quickly that I would finish the books in like a week. So when the weekend would come around and my dad was finally free from work to drop me off at the library again, I would drop off those finished books and pick out a whole new set of books. Looking back at it, I really just have to thank my parents for not limiting the types of books that I read. They didn't try to control or like influence what I was reading at all. And in all honesty, I really don't think they had any idea what I was reading. They fully trusted that I would pick the right books for myself. And because of that, I was able to really like explore and find the genres that I liked. And that was probably what made reading so fun for me. I didn't have a specific genre that I leaned towards, but I definitely preferred mystery. So the Nancy Drew books were like crack to me. The original Nancy Drew movie with Emma Roberts, oh my god, I think it's so freaking iconic and so good, even though it's not like anything special. It's definitely like not a good movie. It really just fulfilled my childhood dreams. Like that one scene in the beginning where she's just like sitting down in the cafeteria with her lunch, like all prim and proper, all like organized very neatly. She readjusts like her little cupcake because it's a little bit crooked. That scene is like a core memory for me. I don't know why. It's just so cute and cinematic. I didn't touch a single Hardy Boys book though. I just want to make that clear. I was super loyal to Nancy Drew. You won't ever catch me reading their books. I also really enjoyed romance books to some degree, like the Candy Apple series had a huge, huge chokehold on me. For those of you that don't know what it is, it's like a series of fictional books marketed towards tween girls, and it's like every cheesy coming-of-age movie, but in book form. Like, the titles were, oh, How to Be a Girly Girl in 10 Days, Mrs. Popularity, stuff like that. I would reread those books so often. I would eat up, like, all the cliche tropes, like, so quick. It was very much giving I'm not like other girls. Obviously, like, I didn't know any better at the time. I just thought they were so good and like fun to read. The books were so entertaining, kind of mindless, but overall just so fun. Like, I really loved Geronimo Stilton as well. I think a lot of kids really enjoyed Geronimo Stilton when they were younger. They were definitely doing something different back then with the books. I don't know if it was like a team of people writing it or if it was just one author, but whatever or whoever was doing all that, they were doing a wonderful job with it. The text was just so fun to read because it was so colorful, and even if you weren't someone that was like really moderately into reading, you seem to really enjoy Geronimo Stilton. Like, every kid just really appreciated him. Back when the Scholastic catalog would be like sent to every classroom, I would make my dad get me like the new Geronimo Stilton every single time a new one would drop. Like, it was the hype beast drop for me. And it was so fun because whenever you would get the order in and the teacher would like hand them out to everyone, everyone would just get so excited and they would just get their hands on their copy. Some people would read it right away during lunch. I would read it the moment I got home. But yeah, just another huge core memory for me. I was also a huge comics girl, not Marvel comics, but Garfield comics. I remember when I used to get money for my birthday, I would cash it out so quick at Chapters for like one of those massive 3-in-1 Garfield comic sets. I still have them to this day. Like, back then, owning them felt like holding a treasure box. I felt so privileged to be owning like a set of colored comics, not black and white ones, but the colored ones. That was a huge thing for me. Looking back, I spent an insane amount of money on books, and I was very particular about the way that I treated them. I liked keeping them in perfect condition. I almost like prided myself on the way that I treated my books. I didn't like the spine to be bent. I would get really annoyed when my books would get damaged because I really cared for them. Like, I would rarely let my friends borrow my books because I would be so scared about them getting damaged. Even like the smallest little bend in the corner, I would agonize over it and it would physically hurt me. It seems really insane, I'm gonna be honest, but it's just a mental thing that's like ingrained in me. And even to this day, I really like for my books to be in perfect condition. This is so random, but I remember I would be super obsessed with this one manga series from the library, and I can't even remember like the name. I think it's called like Insaka, whatever. And it was about this girl that ran a pet shop. I thought it was the cutest series ever. I really enjoyed it because the way that the manga artist drew the animals, it was the most adorable thing that I've ever seen. Every book would focus on a new relationship between the adopted pet and its new owner, but it was also a pain just reading manga in general from the library because I could just never check them out in order. So I would have to reserve the books ahead of time for when they would be available. But the issue with that would be I would be super forgetful and I would just end up getting like a fine instead because I would just never pick them up in time. So that was an issue, and I ended up And then I just ended up stopping reading manga altogether just because it became like a huge hassle and I could never do it properly. And I just switched to reading them online. But yeah, overall, I just really enjoyed my fiction books growing up. I also loved Anne of Green Gables. I didn't read the full series and I didn't even know that there was other books besides the first one. My aunt gifted me the first book along with Black Beauty for my birthday one year, and they both quickly became my absolute favorite classic books of all time. I have a very vivid memory of me rereading Anne of Green Gables at a family party. That was like the one thing that you gotta know about me. I didn't really like to socialize, so I would just read instead because it would give me like an excuse to not talk to other people. Yes, even including my own family members. I know, very toxic of me. Definitely not good, but what can I say? I just really enjoyed reading books and my parents didn't really do anything about that. But yeah, that was all during like middle school and elementary. Moving on to high school, that's when things really started changing because now I felt like I had to get a bit more productive and I was entering my toxic hustle and grind mentality. I was still reading quite a bit in like grade 9 and 10, the typical popular like YA stuff, you know, Hunger Games, Divergent, Percy Jackson as well. And I must say, like, reading all of those books really inspired me to write my own. Of course, I would never actually finish like writing anything, but that was when I discovered Wattpad, and I'm sure any person that had a huge reading phase in their life or really enjoyed reading in general probably wanted to become an author at some point. And I was one of those people. I never finished a series. I would always get really inspired to write something after reading like a really good series, but nothing would ever come out of it because I would just give up on it or completely forget about it. But yeah, just a little thing. But yeah, like if I'm gonna be honest, like none of the books that I read during those years made quite as much of an impact as they did when I was younger. Like I did not have that sense of loyalty to Katniss Everdeen as I did with like Nancy Drew or even Geronimo Stilton, I guess. And I never really thought about that until I was reading Trick Mirror, Reflections on Self-Delusions by Gia Tolentino. This is a book that I just started reading recently. It has a collection of essays that are all really interesting, and there's like this one chapter that talks about her love for books and how the heroines in children books and YA novels are just completely different, of course. She talks about how they're written really differently. Girls in children novels are really like brave, whereas a lot of adult heroines are very bitter alongside like, you know, their bravery due to the trauma that they faced. There's one line in the book that really stood out to me that says, "In children's literature, young female characters are self-evidently important, and their traumas, whatever they may be, are secondary. In adult fiction, if a girl is important to the narrative, trauma often comes first." And I find that to be so true. A lot of YA novels, to me, they are really depressing, and the characters are very, very complicated and always conflicted. And I think, like, I tend to steer away from those novels because sometimes, like, I'm already just, you know, such a conflicted human being, and I read to escape from that. So I don't need that kind of reminder from these fictional characters. And of course, you know, it's obviously very realistic having characters that are like layered, conflicted. And of course, you know, not every adult fiction female character is written in this way. There are some that are very optimistic. They don't let like trauma get to them, yada, yada, yada. I think this just reminded me of all the novels that I have read where the woman's trauma is placed at the forefront of everything and it practically becomes like her identity or it drives the plot. So Gia does leave a couple examples after this quote to reinforce this point, which I'm not going to go over in this podcast. But if you guys are interested in checking this book out, like I said, it is called Trick Mirror, Reflections on Self-Delusion. It is really interesting. I'm like halfway through it. moving on. So now my summers in high school were spent working on my YouTube channel and just kind of exploring other hobbies while also finding a way to like monetize them. My dad was super big on encouraging me to like run my own business, being my own boss. So that's probably where a bit of that motivation stemmed from. I didn't read as much anymore, and honestly, I didn't even know what to read, and I think that was half of the problem. Like, I started trying to get into self-help, motivational books, more nonfiction stuff, because I felt like this weird pressure to constantly just kind of improve myself and to expand my brain as much as possible. And I didn't think I could do that from like fiction books for some reason. And that was where I went wrong, because in reading the books that I thought I was supposed to read, it kind of diminished my love for just reading in general. Like, reading just wasn't as enjoyable. It felt more of a task and something to just check off on my to-do list. So bit by bit, I just stopped reading altogether. I would occasionally pick up the odd book here and there, but none of them made me feel the way that it used to. So it was very easy for me to just kind of like fall out of it quickly and never finish them. Fast forward to the first fall of the pandemic, which felt like ages ago. There was like a huge uptick in everyone being obsessed with Harry Potter again. I don't know if it was just on my side of TikTok, probably, but I was seeing so much Harry Potter stuff, especially Draco Malfoy. And I just want to say that I have never been a Draco Malfoy girl. I am a Ron Weasley girl through and through. I don't care what anyone says. He is one of the best characters in the book and I love him. I'm pretty sure if I were to like reread this series again, I would fall in love with him all over again. Like, growing up, I just never read Harry Potter for some reason. So I was kind of curious on what I was like missing out on. I've seen the movies, they're good, but for some reason, I just never felt the need to read the books. So that happened to be the perfect time for me to get into this series, because I just get so incredibly depressed in the winter and fall that I need to either heavily romanticize life or I just need some form of escapism. I really found that through Harry Potter. So I just could not stop reading the books. I got through the whole series in like 1 to 2 months. I was obsessed. It was so easy for me to get lost in those books and get attached to the characters. I would put on like the library ambiance videos and the background and just read into the night with my little like tea light candles in the back. It was just so much fun. It had been so long since I felt like I could truly get lost in a book, and I really wanted to keep that feeling going. So I started just consuming more book content on YouTube in general. I started reading a lot more fiction books because my life was so boring at the time and I just needed something to escape to. But the thing is, with book talk and the whole side of just like bookish YouTube, there's a really big emphasis, I think, on just reading a lot, and the quantity seemed to matter a lot more than the quality, in my opinion. I started putting this weird pressure on myself to try to finish as many books as I could, but I'm not a fast reader anymore. Like I said, I used to be able to get through like 10 books in a week. I have friends that read way quicker than I can, and I'm just so impressed, because I think like I could read faster if I wanted to right now, but the problem with me now is if I were to read really quick, I just won't be able to absorb and understand as much as I could to really enjoy the book thoroughly. So I just can't read as quick. So that was all just like a couple months ago. Then I got really busy with life again and couldn't really juggle reading, work, and school. So I ultimately just kind of gave up on reading altogether, because when I did have free time, I wanted something that felt more exciting and rewarding to get, like, you know, that rush of dopamine. I'm easing my way back into reading now and trying to read like 30 minutes every morning. I would say that I have a good mix of fiction and nonfiction books. I've realized that reading fiction books is incredibly important, and I can't give that up because I gain so much out of that, and it really helps me maintain my love for reading. And with nonfiction books, I just love learning the most random things from them. So I also want to make sure I'm doing that as well. I'm honestly interested in like a whole bunch of topics, and I find that when I step away from book talk and I'm not being influenced and I pay less attention to what everyone else is reading, it allows for me to develop my own reading list that isn't influenced by anything at all. And I end up finding books that I never thought I would enjoy that are incredibly underrated. But of course, you know, if you have been able to find like some of your favorite books from Book Talk and the bookish side of YouTube, don't stop what you're doing. Please continue. I think personally for me, it just hasn't been the best. So I've realized that I just got to consume that content moderately. But if you guys are interested in seeing my current list of books that I'll be reading for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to have a YouTube video up later this week. So make sure you are on the lookout for that. But yeah, I am super curious about the types of books that you guys are reading. So please DM me on my podcast Instagram at Gems Coffee Shop with your top three favorite books of all time. I really would love to know. Thank you so much to everyone that voted, and for those of you that listened to this episode and really just heard me talk about like my love for books and my childhood, just going on memory road with me. And as always, I will talk to you soon.